It's springtime, and the playgrounds are finally unthawed and ready for games. Here's Kevin Shortsleeve with some thoughts about one of the ways kids choose up sides.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Out goes Y-O-U. Growing up in Newton, Massachusetts, my friends and I used that little rhyme to choose who would be it. What we didn't know was that variations on the theme numbered in the thousands. Note this older version heard in Massachusetts more than 100 years ago. Ena, mina, dina, dust, catler, wheeler, wiler, wuss, spin, spun, must be done, twiddle, dumb, and 21. The truth is, counting out rhymes like these exist in most cultures, and while it's true that variations abound, many of these chants share very ancient linguistic roots. Here's an example from Devon, England. Ena, mina, mona, mi, pascalora, vora, vi. If you grew up in Germany, it may have sounded like this. Ene, tene, mone, mai, pastor, lone, bone, strai. Counting out phrases like eeny, meeny, humpty, dumpty, and also hickory, dickory are said to be based on ancient Celtic number sets. In certain villages in northern England, Scotland, and Wales, shepherds and fishermen can still be heard mumbling these numbers as they count the sheep in their flocks or the fish in their nets. Listen to this ancient East Anglican number set from West Riding in York. Counting from 1 to 10, Ena, pina, para, putera, pith, ith, awith, era, dickala, dick. Or this variation from Yarmouth. Ena, mina, tethera, methera, pin, cithera, lithera, cothera, hothera, dick. Much of the rest of this ancient tongue has been lost to time, and the exact translation of eeny, meeny, miny, moe is not definitively known. One theory, however, suggests that the method in which children utilize the chant in choosing who will be it in a game of tag is actually a watered-down linguistic memory from druidic times, when the ancient Celts, worshipping their gods, would stand in a circle and choose who to sacrifice. It is pointed out that with the modern child, counting out is conducted with elaborate seriousness, and the one on whom the lot falls accepts it fatalistically. Take this variation from Devon with the last two lines added. Ena, mina, mona, me, pascalora, vora, vi, eggs, butter, cheese, and bread, stick, stock, stone, dead. So, the next time you hear a child counting out, remember that you are listening to something more than just the phrases necessary to begin a game. These chants are living echoes of our ancient past, carried across the millennia by generations of children who have memorized the magic charms of beginnings and ends. Ollie, ollie, income free!